At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Check, check. Wow. It works.
That's amazing, man. Yo, yo.
Yo, yo.
When Clay and Buck don't mess with my stuff, all the buttons work. I'm going to hit this. Arnold. Yeah, come here. Touch my hand. Just put it right there. There you go. That puts it down. That puts it up. That's too hot. That's too hot. Arnold, bring it down. All right, good job.
Arnold, did you have a good weekend, man? Did you get with Abby this weekend? Okay.
All right, good job, Arnold. Leave that right there. Now you're going to hit the intro. Hit it.
It all started when a dumbass met another dumbass, and they met another dumbass, and they became the dumbass trio. The end.
Lower it a little bit, Arnold. We are the 1, 2, 3
sore losers. What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
Y'all, it's Sizzin. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I live on the west side of Nashville with Baser. We're gonna move soon. I promise you, this is the year we're getting a house. Well, next year. But we're going through a transition, so maybe I won't be on the west side.
Oh, you're getting
anymore.
A transition.
I mean, honestly, there's no update, but there.
What? Hey, I support you. Bay is going to stay with you through your transition.
She did say we need to get a house when we were driving through the woods, going to the mall. She said though that sentence, and so then that tells me I probably need to get a house.
Yeah, that probably means it.
Because you got to get the equity, and that's how you end up getting rich, right? Because then you can sell a house. If you just live paycheck to paycheck in an apartment, you never will get rich.
Now, that is true because you're just throwing money out the window. But here's the thing. You can have a house, get equity, which is great, and then you can sell your house. But the only problem is then you have to buy another house, and all house prices have gone up. So that money you made, you're still just going to spend it on another house. You may be able to get a nicer house, but also maybe not, because the prices of houses have gone up. So you may be moving to the same type of house, just a different location. So I don't really know how you get rich, but I think maybe you rent out your spare bedroom.
I'm trying to get rich too.
No, really. That's how you get rich, is you rent out your spare bedroom.
We had thought about that.
Or like if you're going to do Airbnb, your apartment or your house, because...
Illegal.
No. When you get a house, it's not illegal because you have a place. You can go stay at Bay's parents' house for the weekend whenever people want to Airbnb your place.
Do you Airbnb your house?
I don't have anywhere to go stay.
Yeah, come on, stay. You know there's Airbnbs where the people are still there?
Yes, my cousin.
I did that, made the mistake in Hermosa Beach one time.
No. My cousin, when he worked for the Angels for spring training, he was in Arizona for 2 months. He Airbnb'd a room out of a lady's house.
Would she come into his room?
I don't know if she went into the room, but she had two dogs. They would have dinners sometimes at the same time and talk and chat. And he would give her tickets to the games, and she would go to the game and watch the game. I mean, it was so bizarre.
So she just wanted probably a companion. Not to hook up with, but she just wanted somebody else in the house. To her, it probably wasn't the money.
No, I think it was the money.
Oh, okay.
It's a good, I mean, he rented one room and then another person rented the other room.
You don't know one person close to you to do an Airbnb? I mean, I don't know why she'd have to post to a website.
Well, probably because it's easy money. It's boom, boom, boom. Maybe she's at the age where all her friends have their own house, so they don't need to rent a room from her.
True.
So it's just, but I think it takes a lot of, it's weird for me to rent a room from a stranger for that long, especially a female letting a male move into that room has to be very trustworthy. Because a female, I feel like a lot
of the R word.
I was thinking the M word, murder.
Oh, that too.
I'm just thinking they, you know, it's more, females are more cautious. At least my wife is. She's more scared of things than I am. And she thinks, I just think it's because I'm a female. And maybe she's right. So when my cousin told me he was going to live there for 2 months, very strange. And I went one time, went over to his house, hung out in his room for a little bit.
Did you meet the lady?
Nah, she wasn't there. But I met the dogs. It was really weird. I was like, this is so weird. And he's like, yeah, I just come in my room and... He had his little TV set up, and he'd watch TV in the room. And
my buddy Danny may do the same thing in Fort Lauderdale. We went and visited him, go to a house. There was a 50-year-old feller living there, and it was his house, his boat. He lived on a canal. Dope spot, but no relationship. No relatives in the past or whatever that connected them. I'm pretty sure my buddy just Airbnb'd with a dude. Similar situation. We all teased him about it. But I believe that's probably exactly how that went down as well.
Yes. So I don't think you can get rich by renting. You're right. Because you're just throwing money out the window. The only way you can is to own a house, I believe. Well, I guess live in your car so you don't have to pay rent.
But we're not throwing money out the window because we work for the apartment complex. So they give us a credit back.
No. They don't. Do they give you the full credit back?
No.
Then you are throwing money out the window.
You are littering.
No, you're not littering, but you are literally getting no, because once you move out of that apartment, guess what? How much value you got from that apartment? $0.
That's the equity. But what I've enjoyed is never having to worry about the trash. What are other good things? Parking's always good. Oh, there's free coffee, free gym, free pool.
That's good.
Ashley lives downstairs. She's a really good neighbor.
No, she's a terrible neighbor. Let me tell you why Ashley's
a
terrible neighbor.
Segue, right?
Because here we go again. Ashley freaking Ruiz. You know, the one that Ray is like a sister wife with, and everybody's, oh, is she coming to the convention? The tugboater's like, she going to be in Vegas. But here's my thing. Somehow, she got her name drawn for the Fantasy Football League.
You drew the names.
I understand that. I didn't know who she is. I've never met the damn girl.
Got to be real. I only called her Ash. I didn't even really know her last name was Ruiz.
And I don't even want to meet her now because I'm so pissed off at her. Because once again, this week, she was playing the first place team in our division. And who did she start at wide receiver?
Cooper
Jamar Cup. Chase. Like, hello? You know Jamar Chase is not playing. Take him out of your lineup.
I did look at her bench. She didn't even have any people.
She can drop someone.
I know, but that takes another step.
No, she can take Jamar Chase, put him on IR, pick up a player without dropping someone. Anything. It doesn't matter. It takes 2 steps. It takes 3 minutes. Instead, just set Jamar Chase in there and get 0 freaking points. I don't know if she would have won anyway. It doesn't matter. It's the principle of the matter, and it's so frustrating.
Well, she's done. I mean,
it doesn't matter if she's done. She can still beat people to mess up their playoff chances.
That's why this league, sadly, is very flawed. Look at those highlights. I missed the entire game last night.
You can do... Oh, the game last night was amazing. And we're going to get... Let's get to the elephant in the room. Eddie is not here because I knew Eddie was going to be super obnoxious about the Cowboys. He was going to come in here beating his chest. Ah! And people were going to be annoyed.
And me and Eddie both said Cowboys.
Yes.
That's what I thought. And I also said over in the Tennessee game, but I got no credit on Twitter.
No, someone told you thanks for saying the over.
Okay.
And they said that South Carolina almost went over on their own. But I was like, Eddie, I'm not feeling that well. I don't think we're going to do a pod. So Eddie's in the other room editing his videos for the big show.
He's over there jerking off.
And we're in here doing the podcast, and he has no idea. Because I was like, no. I don't want to hear it. I don't have 2 hours to spend on the Cowboys because I have to get out of here for USA, USA, USA. Yeah. I got to watch us take on those whales wankas. And we are going to win this game, and I cannot wait. I'm going to the bar. And so I didn't have time to listen of 2 hours of Cowboys talk.
Baser put down a $5 bet, and I think we win $400 on USA. I told her she could have just thrown the money down the
cover. What do you mean? To win the whole thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could have just thrown that down. She could have driven down I-40, rolled down the window, and just...
All right, she wanted to support the country, just like you're doing.
You can support the country and not bet on them.
I know, but the outside chance they do win it, they're not going to win it.
They're not going to win it. I'm telling you that right now.
So if there were seedings like March Madness, what would USA be?
Okay.
Because the one seed is obviously those teams in the Premier League.
Well, there's no teams in the Premier League because these are all countries.
Right. Then they all go out into their own teams.
Brazil, Argentina.
Jinx, 1, 2, 3, you owe me a pop. Nuts on the face.
I'm not doing nuts on the face. But,
What would their rankings be if it was March Madness? Because I just want to know.
They'd be a 5 seed, maybe?
USA is?
Yeah.
What's Wales? A wank.
A 8 seed.
So we're a higher seed than Wales?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, so we actually have a chance of winning this one?
We have a chance to beat them.
Holy shit!
Yeah!
So that bet could live on for another game.
It really could.
Okay.
Well, no, they don't get eliminated if they lose, right?
Right.
It's a round robin.
Right.
But if they don't beat Wales... If we lose to Wales, it is very unlikely we will advance out of the group stage.
Okay, so this is a massive game.
Massive game to start the tournament. Yeah.
And how do you know the bar you're going to is going to be popping off?
I just Googled bars that are going to be playing the sound system, the USA game with the sound on.
I guarantee your neighbors will be.
And they said, not only are they going to do that, they're putting up a special big screen. They're going to have drinks, and it's the American Outlaws official watch party, which is the USA supporters group. So I am going.
Well, because when we did neighbors for the Vols game against Bama, not the most recent Vols game.
Thank goodness.
Not talking about that.
No, we're talking about it.
We'll do it on a special podcast, not on this one.
No, we're talking about it.
I know, I'm kidding. But no, when we did it, we made sure that they played audio. I want to know that they're going to put all TVs on it. And we did our research, and it was a hell of a banger. So I'm glad you did your research your game.
I did do my research.
Except for they were about 5 minutes off on the audio when UT ran through the T against Bama. That audio wasn't on. That's just me being picky. All good.
I'm hoping they're going to have their together because this is the biggest game we've had in the last 8 years because we missed the World Cup last four years ago, and so this is huge. So yes, this pod may be short, it may be sweet. I don't even know when I'm going to get it posted because I got to get to the bar to watch the game. But I do want to talk about Tennessee. And I don't want to talk specifically about Tennessee, but I will point out a couple of things.
Well, you tell me because I went to bed.
You gave up.
It was 9:20 into the fourth quarter. They were down 18. I said, I've seen enough. Maybe one play before he broke his leg.
I didn't even see him break his leg. Turned it before that. But I turned it on, and I watched the first half, really, and Spencer Rattler was on fire. On fire!
They were breaking down his throws. Some of those were just pinpoint. It looked like the guy was wide open. No, it was a back shoulder catch where the receiver spun around and did it. If the receiver doesn't spin around on one of those catches, he missed him by 10 feet. So that must just be the quarterback and the receiver have that relationship where he knows it's going to be back shoulder.
They have to. They practice that. They work on it. And they throw it to them so they know they don't lead them into the defense. I mean, South Carolina, Tennessee had no idea how to stop them.
They were missing their running backs.
It was South Carolina looked awesome. They looked like world beaters. Tennessee just got demolished. It wasn't because Hendon Hooker got hurt. It was they just got beat. South Carolina was the better team that day. And I was absolutely wrong. When Eddie was like, is there any chance they're going to lose one of these two games? I was like, hell no, they're not. They're going to kill both of them.
That game sucked, man.
They're going to kill both of them by 20 points.
They ran out of fireworks. They scored so many touchdowns against the Vols.
I mean, that's how sad it was.
On one of the final drives, it was just the lights that went off, no fireworks. But Rattler's a good quarterback. I mean, he was hyped up at Oklahoma. Then he went through the portal. Portal's backed up. But yeah, then he ended up going to South Carolina after the portal. I mean, he's a great quarterback.
Here's what's crazy. Is at Oklahoma, he looked terrible. Bo Nix at Auburn looked terrible. They transfer out, and they look amazing. Like, they kept talking about Bo Nix, and Spencer Rattler, top 10 picks before they and I was like, they suck. And they transfer, and all of a sudden I'm like, damn, they look pretty good. I mean, yeah, they could be a top 10 pick. I could see Spencer Rattler being a, you know, quarterback in the NFL. He looks amazing.
And let's be real. I mean, Hendon Hooker, get your crutches and your wheelchair ready because he's going to New York City. He's going to be one of the final three Heisman finalists, and the dude's going to be an entire walking cast.
Yeah.
Because there's not another two people that can be up. I mean, it's going to be Shroud, it'll be Hooker, and, I don't know, throw in the dude from, throw in Bo Nix or, I don't know, who's another dude? Freaking
what?
They did have the Michigan guy up there, and yeah, but he broke his leg. So you're going to have two people in body casts up there at the award ceremony.
I don't know who's going to win the Heisman.
It's Shroud. He's a runaway now.
Is he?
Yeah, because Hooker wasn't.
Where is Bijan Robinson?
Not even top 10, just because Texas sucks. They lost three or four games.
And see, that's stupid.
I know. This is what the real thing is. The committee is lazy. They have no idea who should win the Heisman Trophy. Because one time Hendon Hooker was 12-1, one time Hendon Hooker was the favorite. Now Hendon Hooker's out of the race.
Oh, he can't win it.
Oh, I know. They were kind of hoping he was going to win it because now it's Shroud, really not that impressive of stats. Then you had the running back for Michigan. He died on the field as well. Rest in peace. So now they're like, oh, just give it to Shroud. Let's end the ceremony. They don't know because none of them did their homework. None of them did their research. Maybe it should be a defensive person. Maybe you should, I don't know, have other people, position players, coaches win a Heisman.
No, they don't do that. It's so ridiculous. The Heisman is, it's not even the best player.
It's who's on SportsCenter the most.
It's the quarterback that's on the undefeated team.
Right.
That's 99% of it.
That's what I'm saying. Bijan Robinson's out of it.
Yes.
Easily. Not even close
but
to the
top. But
he
is so good. But I want to also talk about Tennessee's loss. It makes my argument for no need to expand the college football playoff. Because here is my problem. Everybody's like, oh, yes. That Tennessee loss would have meant nothing. Nothing. The upsets that we're so excited about would have meant nothing. Because guess what? Tennessee would have still been in the playoff if that loss. Two losses, they're still in the playoff. So who gives a damn if they lose to South Carolina? And I understand, oh, they're playing for seeding. Oh, so you want the NFL to only be four teams? No, no, no. The NFL parity level is so much different than it is in college football. Usually with four teams in the playoff, the two semifinal games are blowouts.
And if it's 12, when it is 12 in the next couple of years, there's going to be blowouts.
But so
more,
many
but
blowouts.
There's more football.
Guess what? Those games would still be played. They're called bowl games.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. I ain't turning on another Tennessee game. Vandy game, not watching. Vandy in the Music City Bowl, not watching.
Well, Vandy's not going to make a bowl.
They're not?
Well,
or no.
Well, they could if they win one more game.
Volskies. Vols are going to be in what? They're going to be in the Mashed Potato Bowl or something. No, they're going to be in one of the legit ones, probably.
Who? The Vols will be.
But I ain't watching.
But here's my thing. I just don't believe we need more teams because these upsets wouldn't matter. The USC-UCLA game on Saturday night was amazing.
I mean, the hell if I'm staying up for that, if I couldn't even make it to the fourth quarter of the Vols game.
I understand, but if USC loses that game, they have no shot at the playoff.
Caleb Williams put him in the Heisman.
That should be the Heisman. But they win that game. If they lose and we have 12 teams, guess what? USC still in, so what's the big deal? Those upsets don't matter.
I hear you, but we want more football.
But, no,
why does March Madness not start with a Final Four?
It's a different sport. It is easier to upset in college basketball because it's five guys on five guys. You need one guy to get hot and have a weird scheme that drives someone nuts and you beat them.
Steph Curry, Davidson.
Correct.
Circa.
Think Aliyev from Northern Iowa against Kansas. He freaking hitting three after three after three after three after three. But.
Yes.
I just. Fine, it would be watered down. Are we going to start college football? The excitement of it is the regular season means so much. Every single game means something in the regular season. When you go to this expanded playoffs, the regular season really doesn't mean crap. Because, I mean, if you look at the top 12 teams right now, do you really want to watch two-loss Alabama, two-loss LSU, two-loss Tennessee? I mean, are we just giving participation trophies now in college football to make everybody feel good?
It'll be a better-looking bracket. I'm for it. There's more football. But, yes, if there's a
it's not anymore. No. There
like
is.
The Chiefs, they keep dominating. They ain't going to start Mahomes the entire month of December.
What the hell are you talking about?
The Chiefs, they just keep rolling people's asses.
They didn't roll anybody's ass.
But they're winning, so they're going to have home field advantage. The final two games of the Chiefs' schedule, not even going to mean anything.
I mean, last night's game was awesome.
Hell of a segue, right?
Right. It was so...
I had to get to damn bed.
I understand. So people can email us. We are thesorelosers@gmail.com. Tell me what an idiot I am for not wanting more college teams in the playoff. No, I don't want your shitty-ass North Carolina down there at number 12 to be in the college football playoff. You don't deserve to be there.
Give me 20 seconds to apologize to Hendon Hooker.
Go ahead.
I am at fault for that injury because I got a Tim Tebow jersey on my birthday the same day he was traded from the Philadelphia Eagles. I got a P.K. Subban Predators jersey. He retired, went to another team, then retired within a year of me getting that jersey. What's another example? Marcus Mariota. I got that jersey in the very next season. He got traded with Ruggs and went to the Raiders or something in some deal, I think. Don't remember. I got the Hendon Hooker t-shirt.
No, you did not.
And he tore the shit out of his ACL. And I'm sorry, man. I am sorry. You'll get better. You'll never be a Vol, but you'll be an NFL player. God bless, Godspeed. Sorry, Hendon Hooker.
And then also his draft status.
Oh, not good. He runs sloppy. How is he not torn 10 ACLs? When he runs, not real. I mean, he looks like Forrest Gump back in the 90s running Mama. I'm telling you, it's not a very with-it formation and cadence of running. His legs are sloppy, and I don't know exactly the technical term for that, but it's susceptible to massive injuries because guess what? It was a non-cock play, and he tore the shit out of his ACL. And I'll hang up and listen. Sorry, Hendon.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well. Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
It is your fault. The Ray Jinx struck again.
I mean, we, yeah.
You've got to, like, you've got to stop buying jerseys.
But that's really, that's how you, when you finally, it's almost like getting married. When you buy the jersey, that's your ring that you're officially with that team. In my opinion. I mean, I'm not all in on USA Soccer. I ain't got the jersey yet. Maybe we get a couple wins. I go get one at the local department store. Once you get the jersey, that's your ring. So I'm a big Vols guy. I'm Titans, Predators. So once I've gotten those, I've felt like a true fan.
I see that. Like, yeah. I cheer. Like, I don't have a Kansas football shirt. I mean,
You wanted them to beat Texas, but oh boy.
Hey,
you got Bajon.
Like the Kansas Jayhawks. They took the day off. Let me tell you, I watched three drives of that game.
They whooped their ass.
And I went and took a nap.
Yeah.
I was like, there is no need to watch the rest of this. It was still the first quarter when I went up and took a nap. I was like, this ain't going to happen today. I don't know. Daniels, our quarterback, playing his first game in a month and a half. He looked terrible.
They got rolled.
I don't know. I mean, they couldn't stop. I mean, every run play was 20 yards, 15 yards, touchdown. Woo! That was fun. Went to bed. I mean, really saw three drives. I was like, I don't need to watch anymore.
It was interesting, though. The TCU game, them almost getting upset. Michigan looked like
but
shit.
Guess what?
Every team in the top four.
Exactly. But you know what? Those wouldn't matter if we had expanded playoffs because you lose one. Who cares?
I think the Baylor fans didn't even realize they're about to upset the number four team in the country.
So the morning game of windows was great.
Yeah.
The Michigan and Brett Bielema going off on the ref saying, look, I saw it. Remember, I mean, it's all for rating. It's like you guys are in it for the money. I understand. I mean, there's no way else to explain that crap.
Yeah, Illinois just slow played at the very end. They look like a bunch of backdoor cocks. They seemed like they were okay giving the win away. They're, instead of going for big plays, they just like, okay, Michigan will kick a field goal and come down here and win the game.
They did get the ball back, and they ran three runs right up the middle. They didn't try to do anything creative.
On Illinois.
But their defense had held them all game. They had played well all game. That's how they'd played all game. They stuck to the script. They didn't get out of what they were doing. Very entertaining game. Maryland got some terrible calls against them. Hung in there. And Tua's brother is freaking good.
We've known that. He's good. I told Justin, upset alert. Your Bucks are about to get upset. And he said, no, the final score will be 53-13. They ended up beating him a little bit. No, then it got closer.
Yeah. They beat him by, I don't even know what the final, I guess it was by like 13.
Yeah.
Because they got the ball back down 7 or whatever.
It was closer. It was one of those weird games where it was a blowout, then they made it close, then it was a blowout at the very end of the final
score. Yes, because he sacked him and the ball popped up.
Oh, he fumbled up. That's what it was.
And he caught it, ran in the end zone, so it makes it look like they beat him by more than they did. But it was a very entertaining day of college football, and that's what you want. You want that drama. With more teams, there ain't that drama.
Okay, Coach. You've made your point.
All right.
But they're going to do the expanded bracket.
I understand they are. And they're going to ruin college football because of it.
Regardless if you say it on the SLN podcast. And guys,
what is the SLN?
Sore Losers Nation.
No, this is just called the Sore Losers podcast. The people that are listening are the Sore Losers Nation.
Guys, I wanted to thank you guys. We had our most listened to quarter ever. Did you know that? I told you before the podcast.
No. Oh, you did tell me.
I wanted to thank you guys because we started from the bottom. Now we're not really, but yeah.
Now, the NFL. I don't know what the hell the Colts think they're doing.
No fun league.
All of a sudden, they're good. They're battling the Eagles to the very end. I don't understand it.
Well, it's because they went back with Matt Ryan, right?
But that doesn't mean that the Eagles' offense looked terrible.
Right, but the week that they were terrible was that backup. Who was it, Colt McCoy?
No, Sam Ehlinger.
I knew it was one of the boys from Texas.
Oh, that Sam Ehlinger dude sucks.
But Saturday came in and said, Matt Ryan's a quarterback.
He's going back to Matt Ryan. But here's the thing. The Colts
have the nucleus to be, they were going to be a surprise team, and I almost wanted to say Super Bowl because the odds were around 20-1. Thank God I didn't. I'd look dumb as hell. But they had everything there. They had the number one, Matthew Taylor Thomas. That's all he was. Pierre Paul, who's the receiver?
Pittman.
They've got the people.
Paris Campbell.
Yeah.
But yes.
Pierre Mo Ali Cox.
Mo Ali Cox.
They got players, dude. Maybe the Eagles aren't as good as we thought they were.
They had a rough patch. They played a tough game on Monday night. Short week. Traveled to Indy. Defense was on the field a lot Monday night. They got the win. Now they have time to rest. They can get healthy again. I don't know. They won the game. That's all that matters. They didn't cover, but they won the game.
It was 1 point, yeah. They weren't close to covering.
That Cowboys game, good God.
Blowout. It was so bad. I was like, Bazer, why'd you change the channel to this other shitty game? Oh, what? The network decided to change it off of the Cowboys game because it was that much of a blowout.
Which is amazing because the Cowboys are probably the most watched team in the NFL.
Bazer, what the hell is this game on TV?
And it was, that stadium was rocking. Rocking.
It was.
First drive, Cousins fumbles, Cowboys kick a field goal, and the crowd never got back into it because they never had a chance to get back into it. And I was like, please, can we? I stopped watching. I was like, I'm sweeping. I was walking around cleaning up toys, and all of a sudden they put the Bengals and Steelers on. I was like, thank God it's a close game because that was unwatchable.
They whooped their ass.
Whooped that ass.
Pollard, not really Zeke. Did Zeke even
Zeke
play?
Had a couple touchdowns.
Pollard was the runner, though.
But Zeke had two touchdowns. Okay. They played well.
No wonder he did. I freaking ripped those away from my boy Dak. Dak still had a good fantasy day. He was good. Because he luckily got some touchdowns.
I have no idea who got touchdowns because they scored so many, so I just thought it was all Pollard getting 12 of them, Zeke getting two of them. I don't know who else scored.
Dude, Cowboys are looking good.
They looked awesome. But then I'm sitting there going, it's towards the end of the third quarter. They're up 38-33.
This was actually a good point you made.
And they still have the starters in there. Like, guys, what the hell are you doing?
Put in Rush. He'll slow the entire fourth quarter down.
It's okay. Yeah, you don't need to run it up. They're not going to come back and win. Same thing with the Vikings. It's a long season, and you talk about how beat up these players get.
Dude, some of those sacks, Kirk Cousins looks like he was going to die.
That's what I'm saying. Get him out of there. Your offensive line was leaking like a sieve, and you freaking were just letting him get the shit beat out of him.
If you're in Minnesota, if St. Paul, part of the Twin Cities, you're an ambulance crew, you better have had a body bag ready for Kirk Cousins.
Yes.
Because he almost died.
It was so ugly.
Parsons was gashing him.
Just boom, nailed, boom, nailed, boom,
the
nailed.
The fans stayed, though. They were there right up until the fourth
They're
quarter.
They're down 35 points. Boom, Cousins gets nailed again. I'm like, guys, get him out of there. If he gets hurt, if Dalvin Cook gets hurt, if Justin Jefferson gets hurt, your season is over.
Is that our guy? Is that the $4 million man? I think they just showed him.
Oh, Pulisic? Let's go!
They said he gets paid $8 million a year.
He is so good. God, they look ready. They look so ready.
Why does that game look like it's being played at Geodis?
It's
in Qatar?
It's in Qatar. Let's go!
Yeah, without beer sales, a lot of these fans are like, ugh.
What a disaster.
Why would they even do that? Just to show that they're strict?
Yeah, I think it's their laws, dude.
Yeah. One they've shown, I don't know.
Oh, they're the wankers!
Why the wanker are they playing at a random stadium?
No, that's practice, bro.
Oh.
That's the practice facility.
Okay, so they don't go on the field until the actual game.
Right.
Okay.
You have practice facility, you have the game.
Yeah.
I think because there's going to be games going on. But, yes, the Cowboys looked like Super Bowl. I mean, it was, I don't want to say that. I can say it because Eddie's not here. They looked like Super Bowl contenders. They looked so freaking good.
But the front runners have got to be the Chiefs.
But they're not, I mean, the Chiefs didn't, they were okay. It was a great.
You know the Cowboys are going to freeze up in the playoffs. You realize that, right? Cowboys don't look like world beaters in the playoffs since I've been alive. Well, they did in the 90s.
I understand. I don't
know. Cowboys or the Yankees when it comes to scoring in the playoffs. And I'm telling you, they are going to just freeze right up without the Buffalo weather.
I don't know who is good in the NFC. The Eagles have hit a little rough patch. I still think the Niners have the potential to be the best team in the NFC.
Because of MCC.
And just with Jimmy Garoppolo, it gives them a better chance to win with Debo, Kittle, Ayuk, freaking Jennings.
Yeah, don't forget about Trey Lance.
CMC. Kid. No, Trey Lance is dead.
No, I'm talking about in spirit.
Oh, yeah. We play this one for him. And then also with Elijah Mitchell, two-headed monster in the backfield. The defense, their defense is unbelievable. I still think the Niners.
Well, then they'll steamroll it just like they did last year.
Well, I'm not saying they're going to steamroll it, but I think they have the potential to be the best team in the NFC. I don't know who is.
We wanted to get a special Kansas City Chiefs guest in here to talk about the game, but apparently they're not able to tell 20 minutes from now to come in to a room in 20 minutes.
What?
Brother, sorry I missed my 20-minute window, brother.
Is that what he said?
No, but where the hell is he?
I don't know. I've been trying to hold off on the Chiefs game.
I mean, geez, brother, bub.
I mean, I don't
know. Hey, you better hope they're serving beer at the bar you're going to.
Oh, they
to.
Are.
But they said no beer for the World Cup. In Qatar.
In Qatar. At Tailgate Brewery, they have beer. It is a brewery.
I mean, Tailgate has some of the best pizza.
Do they?
Around. You wouldn't like it. Never mind. It's a macaroni and cheese pizza.
Disgusting.
No, it's fine once. If you've never had it before, you have to try once. No, but I would never order it for a group of people. But the one time I had it, it was so unique, I enjoyed it. But I did not order it again. But it wasn't unique. And I'll hang up and listen on that, you guys. And Eddie, he's missed his call too. He is a little late. Brother is late. All of our scheduled guests are off today.
Yeah, but
we'll take a break.
No.
Thank you, Ray.
All right.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is.
In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Brother is in a meeting.
Brother doesn't have meetings.
I just said, are you coming in here? And he goes, I'm in a meeting with Steve and Lauren.
Oh.
And I said, dude, you realize that we have the Sore Losers podcast. Tell them that can wait till after the meeting. But here's my thing also with the Chiefs and with the Patriots for that matter.
If you went to the Patriots game, what a freezing. What a bad game to watch. 3-3 the entire game. Until the final 20 seconds and there's a return touchdown. And you know some fans left early. Because one of the fans that left early, my boy, Bob Menery.
Here's what I will say. I watched the Patriots game.
That's sad.
No, it wasn't
there
sad.
There was a better game on during that window.
No.
It was the early one.
Who was playing on the other channel?
It was Cowboys were the later one. Earlier one was the...
Let me look at the scores. I'll tell you who it was.
Bears, Browns.
No.
Titans.
No, it was Giants, Lions.
That one.
And so it was a blowout.
I was watching Red Zone. That's why I didn't know.
It was a blowout. And so I watched the Patriots game, just sitting there going, "What is going to happen?" It was so bad to watch.
Who was Zappy quarterbacking?
No.
Mac Jones. Miller? Okay.
And they moved it a couple times, The Patriots actually moved the ball a little bit.
But it was so windy, I got
so
nothing
windy.
To show for
40-yard field goal, hit the crossbar.
Okay, so that's why it was lower scoring.
Well, no.
What
the Jets were abysmal. Do you realize in the second half?
No, I saw some of the Cougar passes. He missed his guy by 10 feet.
So bad. He is so bad.
He may be out of the NFL.
He might.
And
immediately after the game, his wide receivers were ripping him. Garrett Wilson was like, that's just bullshit.
3 points, 77 yards. Hopefully I'm right on that. They said, is it your fault? And he goes, no.
He said, he told him, exactly. He goes, you guys have to understand, it was really windy out there. Like, hello, Zach Wilson, you play in the freaking AFC East. That's what you're going to get in November and December. If you want to be a quarterback for the New York Football Jets going forward, that is what happens. You're going to face bad weather.
Yeah, he's more of a Miami quarterback.
I am just like...
He needs to call Mark Sanchez and be like, hey, how did you do it with Jets? How did you get, you know, that you were in the playoffs? How did you deal with the cold, low-scoring games?
Garrett Wilson was ripped. I mean, he didn't say his name by definition, but he was just like, this can't happen. This is awful.
I mean, dude, that's my receiver, and he had 1 point. Did he even take the field, or were they just not throwing? They
couldn't throw it. They gained, in the second half, they gained 2.1 inches per play.
Inches?
Inches!
You would know, Ray, 2.1.
Or maybe it's 2.7 inches per play. That's how bad the Jets were. And the Jets do exactly what the Jets do. The Patriots are just... This is what winning... I don't know...
Whoa. Shut the hell up. Shut the hell up. What are you talking
Eddie,
about?
Eddie, hold off. He was talking about the Jets. This is really important.
Yeah. Hey.
Oh, riveting.
Hey.
What?
How'd you know we were doing a podcast?
What do you mean? I walked out of the studio and you guys weren't where you usually are.
Do you know
why? Weren't in Pitts' office talking about some stupid game. Ray wasn't humping audio.
Hey, do you know why he's in a rush today? Not a rush, but why he has to get this done at a certain time?
Yes, yeah, because of the World Cup.
Exactly.
I mean, he's rushing everyone's. You know we all work, right? You know we have jobs. And he's like, hey, you're gonna need to hurry all this stuff.
I told you that we weren't gonna do a pod. I wasn't feeling well. And I thought you would just be in there doing your videos and you wouldn't notice.
Did somebody...
Wait, are you really not feeling well?
I went to the doctor.
Get out of here,
I'm
dude.
Done. I'm out.
I went to the doctor yesterday.
You got STDs?
And I got a steroid shot.
Right up my butt.
I had a breathing treatment.
Gonorrhea.
Sleep apnea.
Prescribed me a steroid pack, cough pills, and cough medicine for night.
You have hand, foot, and mouth illness.
I don't know what I got, but it was brutal. I was coughing up blood Saturday night.
What the f***? Coach, you might be dying.
That's actually two steps away from death.
I've seen people with like terminal stuff do that, and then alcoholics.
Holy hell.
Dude, it was rough.
Are you hitting the sauce?
The cough was waking me up at night, and I'd have to just go stand in the bathroom and cough up all the mucus and blood. It was terrible. Yeah, because I was coughing so much. There was so much irritation. It was awful.
Hey, we talking about the Cowboys or what?
Go ahead, man.
You should be going to a bar.
Dude. Go ahead.
Hey,
man.
We talking about the Cowboys or what?
Man.
Hey. You want a dark horse?
I called
the
it.
The Vikings.
I called it with you, SOB.
Oh, dude, I know.
You and me both.
You and me.
Said,
we know what's up. We know what's up. This dumbass, though. Hey, you want the Vikings, man. I mean, God. What are they thinking? The Cowboys -3 and that? This is stupid. Dude, I'm telling you, the Vikings don't suck. They're a good team. Props to the Vikings. But you go against those Cowboys, you go against Micah Parsons and that defense, you ain't throwing that ball.
Smack you right in the dick.
Get the f*** out of my house.
Dude, the Vikings were tripping all over their dicks all game long.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I said out of our house. I'm sorry. We went to... And we still kicked their ass.
Skull.
Yeah, skull this.
Skull.
Dude, it was badass.
Hey,
but
we learned the Vikings aren't a Super Bowl team.
No, they're not.
In one game.
How crappy, though. Dude, did your TV switch?
Yeah. I said...
Yes, of course you wanted to switch. You
dumbass. I had Pollard over 65 yards. I had Zeke over 55 yards. And they were both like 5 yards away. And then, we're going to Pittsburgh. What the? What? I don't want to see this stupid game.
It was a lot better game.
Well, I had to go. Coach, listen. Here's another thing. What does he always say?
It is what it is.
Who wants to watch your favorite team kill another team? Dude, that was the best day of my life. I love that the Vikings only got 3 points. I love that we kept scoring on them over and over and over. Did I have to watch it? No, but dude, I'd rather watch a blowout like that where my team just kills another team.
Hell yeah.
Than freaking against Green Bay.
They'd rather blow than get blown.
That's what I'm talking about.
Know what I'm saying?
So I was pissed when they went to...
You were really mad when they went to the other one.
Because I really needed to see Pollard get 5 more yards. So I had to watch it on the dumb screen where the ball went...
Would you please use my website? You can watch every NFL game. Meth streams.
Even if it's local?
Every game.
Okay. Okay.
I keep telling this dude that he never listens to me.
I have the ticket, coach, but since it was a local broadcast,
they wouldn't let you watch it.
But it does also do pop-ups, and like sometimes Bovada will pop up, and Baser's like, oh my gosh, you betting again? I'm like, no,
it's just what it does.
Junky site from overseas.
No, the Cowboys
pops up. You watching porn again?
No. Why would I be watching gay porn?
The Cowboys were unreal. Unreal.
Were you?
Exactly. Unreal, right?
Unreal. I mean, they just dominated. There was nothing. The Vikings could do nothing. Nothing. Their offensive line couldn't block anybody. And then Kirk Cousins never had a chance.
Dude, I mean, he got sacked how many times?
52,000.
It was amazing. From everyone. I loved how they were just like, they're just letting everyone get a little piece of it.
I mean, it was like he was a turkey on Thanksgiving, and it was a bunch of freaking homeless people that see a turkey
Coach,
why did homeless people just get astray?
Just do like buzzard and roadkill. Don't do homeless people.
Okay.
I said on the Bone Show we should have done Cowboys Super Bowl.
You and me both, yeah. Bub.
Guys, exactly. They just lost to the Packers.
The two Cowboys in the slips in the hat were you and me.
Damn right. Thought we could rely on
Coach,
Mike D.
They lost to the Packers because it was Week 10. That's also when the Colts won. Did the Colts win again?
No, they lost by exactly. 1 point.
Exactly.
Jeff Saturday.
Week 10 is wacky. That's when the NFL says, shake it up a little bit. Let's not let all these teams go undefeated. Let's not let them. Dude, look at the Cowboys. They're freaking awesome. Dude, I'll tell you what, though. I felt so bad for that cornerback. Booth Jr., is that his name?
Oh, he was just getting picked on.
Dude, and then they would zoom the camera in on him like...
Booth, isn't that the one that shot JFK?
Wilkes Booth. Yes. John Wilkes Booth.
But yeah,
I don't know. He shot Lincoln, Coach.
They just zoomed in on... I mean, that poor guy was just getting burnt like toast.
Coach,
Romo
kept saying like, I mean, the Cowboys are doing... I mean, this is exactly what they're doing. They're picking on Booth Jr.
I tell you about something Romo said that was so stupid?
But you got to say it like Romo.
They're moving the soccer game up 30 minutes?
I got to go.
What?
Hey, that's what he does at concerts when he does it. He's like, wow, I can't believe Carrie Underwood canceled. And other people hear him. They go, what did he just say?
So Zeke gets the start, right?
And Coach, it doesn't matter.
No, I want to tell you how dumb Romo is.
Let him talk X's and O's.
Just let me tell you his little...
Say it like Romo.
How does he talk?
I got to tell you, Jim.
Oh, look, Jim.
Okay, Jim, here it is. Everybody, you know, wants him. Oh, you got to start Pollard. You know what I mean? And the Cowboys start Zeke. Because when everybody says Zeke, you got to zag. And I mean, Zeke is just as good as back. And he, you know what I mean? Look at him. He's got the burst and everything. Smash cut 2 drives later.
He never said that.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
What?
You must have been dealing with kid stuff. He said, it doesn't matter who starts and who doesn't. It matters carries. So if Pollard gets more carries than Zeke, then good. Then that's better than starting. And he said Zeke is a stronger short yardage back. Pollard is a breakout back.
And
that's what you saw.
And then later
he was spot on.
Then later on, no, he what I heard.
No, you were hearing, Dad, I just pooped.
You may have been hearing a different
part. Dad, I need to wipe.
And then,
Dad, you haven't talked to me in 12 hours.
He goes, so that's why you got to have Zeke on the field, right? Smash cut. 2 drives later, Pollard has a big run or whatever. And he's like, see, and now that's why you got to have Pollard on the field. He's explaining. I'm like,
never
you
said
just
that.
Said.
No, he never said
yes,
that.
He did.
No, he didn't. You misheard. You were on 911 calling about your pumpkins.
No, he literally
somebody
said.
Somebody stole
and this
my
is why,
Santa
This
Claus.
Is why they got to get Pollard out there as much as they can because he's got explosiveness. I'm like,
Pollard's definitely the best. And I think Zeke's just, you know, obviously he's not who he used to be, but he's still important. Pollard's not going to be able to score from the 2-yard line.
I agree with that.
So
never forget when Zeke used to have an entire T-shirt dangling from the back of his towel rack. Do you remember that? He wore a towel that was so long.
It was like wiping his ass.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Like wiping his ass every time he ran.
Never forget that, Zeke, dude.
I do remember that.
Never forget D. Henry. when he used to actually have the dope looking hair.
I mean, you did
so good, dude. So good.
And you guys saying that the Vikings, you're making fun of me for saying the Vikings were a sleeper this preseason. I told you, the Vikings are going to win the North. Are the Vikings going to win the North?
Who knows?
They'll win it.
Exactly.
Because the other teams in there are so bad. The Lions.
Well, let's bet it then.
The Packers. They got lucky.
Hey, the Lions are what, 3-win streak?
Yeah, they beat. Who did they beat?
That coach will make you run through a wall.
Damn right. He'll do push-ups
with you. Hell yeah.
Have they won 3 in a row? Mm-hmm. Yeah, they beat the Packers, the Bears, and the Giants.
I like drinking an entire pot of coffee.
So you guys obviously haven't learned to not say words like, oh, for sure. Oh, yeah, 100%.
For sure.
Yeah.
The Vikings have 8 wins. Let's look at their division. Oh, boy.
I got to start bringing a computer into this room because he's appearing way smarter than he actually is.
I
have the exact records.
They have a 4-game lead on the Vikings or on the Lions.
Yes.
Careful, though.
With 7 to play, you had to make up 4 games in 7 games.
That's a bet you don't want to make.
Yeah. So the Vikings are going to win the North, like I said. they have a shot at the Super Bowl because they're going to be in the playoffs. That was my whole thing. I said the division is down. The Vikings have a great offense. They have great weapons. They're going to win the North, so they're a sleeper for the Super Bowl. Their odds were a little bit farther down than the most obvious picks, and everybody.
I wasn't obvious. I was middle of the pack with Cowboys. I believe Vikings were right in that too, middle of the pack.
They were lower than the Cowboys.
They were?
Yes. Well, so that's why I said the Vikings are my sleeper pick. Do I think they're going to win the Super Bowl? I don't know. I still think, like I was telling Ray before.
No shit, you don't know.
I still think the 49ers have a chance to be the best team in the NFC.
Thanks, kid. I appreciate you mentioning my boys.
Kid, make sure I'm the podcast also, today. Hey,
were you ever yelling at the Cowboys, get the damn starters out. We got Thanksgiving coming up in 4 days. We got to play again.
Did you not hear what I just said? I said, no, keep the running backs in. I need 65 yards from Pollard and 55 from Zeke. What are you doing benching Zeke?
I'm like, guys, we have to wait. You got to save it for Thanksgiving.
No. I was like, what are we doing? Let's put him back in. I need 5 more yards.
Coach, are you meeting a prostitute for the soccer game? You keep getting text messages.
My wife is already at the bar saving a table for all of us.
She's not at a bar.
Yeah, she already sent me a picture. Here's our spot.
You're not going to a bar.
And guys, those who are following along, my 19-team parlay for $42,000, it missed. I went 15-3 and push. The team that screwed the whole thing up, Florida losing to Vandy, and another Florida team. So, yeah, I lost the money lines. UNLV was a minus 400. Florida was a minus 650. Those are two of the three that missed. So, boys, 15-3, suck it. But I didn't have any money to show for it. But it was fun. It was a hell of a ride.
That's so stupid that 3 bets ruined that.
It went Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, first wave Saturday, Sunday doomed.
But that's
Florida.
How you want to do it.
Did you guys
that's
see Vandy?
3 days of entertainment, dude.
Hey, did you see Vandy storm the field? After they beat Florida?
No.
Well, no, storm the field is generous.
Dude,
there was like 25 people, and
they had steps that the kids could go down to get onto the field. They didn't have to jump anything.
So they were all like, come on, go. They were inviting people, and people wouldn't go.
They were like, no, they were going down Broadway, and they're like, here, we're going to bus you to the stadium so it can look like we have a lot of people that storm the field.
No, we're good. We're just going to go to our car. We're good.
Like, and there was like freaking Florida fans. They were like, here, come storm the field. Here, we'll throw you a Vandy shirt on. Like, there was so, like, nobody there, first of all. And they kind of walked down the steps, and it's like, maybe the end zone is full of people. That was it. Because that's how few people were at the Vandy game.
They're trying, man.
And what's
but props to them.
Hey, what's the soccer team that we were watching the clip on Twitter of? Is it Uruguay?
Ecuador.
Ecuador fans, apparently, some of the women fans. Have you seen this, Eddie?
No, yes.
When they score a goal, they...
That's what I'm talking about.
So if you guys... What is it, Ecuador?
Yes, coach.
Or Uruguay?
Ecuador. Ecuador.
We want lots of Ecuador goals.
Oh,
I don't know who they play.
I want Netherlands.
What was the score?
2-0.
Told you.
Hey, so far, 2-0 in soccer. No,
dude, you're like Baser. She's firing away on tennis bets at 6 in the morning, parlays.
Coach,
underdogs.
I'm betting every single match of the World Cup.
So, yeah, you want Ecuador. Why?
How can you bet on your computer at work?
I don't know.
Mine doesn't let me.
I don't know.
Well, because you're using your desktop.
That one won't do the geolocation or whatever.
Come to my laptop.
Oh, how's it going,
Bones? Why don't you do it on your phone?
Yeah.
Because it's linked to me.
Oh, your wife froze it?
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, you can't get on somebody else's phone for an account.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
No, you can't.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is.
In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie, too, for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
I can't get on your phone, log into my thing, and
I don't think so. But anyway, Ecuador, the women flash, and they just let their titties dance out in the open.
Dude, it's so popular. There were fans going up to the girls
and taking pictures next to the boobs. Like, it was hilarious.
They do things different in other countries, man. Like,
and I think they need to block that on Twitter.
We're very different here in the U.S.
I mean, hilarious, like that.
Very conservative.
What a weird picture. I got a picture now. You know what I mean? Then you send it to your wife. Look, we score.
Yeah, that dude didn't have a wife.
Oh, he didn't have a wife?
Hey, Titans games? Every kid in Nashville would be going to them if the chicks were flashing. That's all I'm saying. Hell of a job, Uruguay, Ecuador.
All right, you got to get.
I got
to
go.
Are you really going to a bar?
I'm going to a bar. Tailgate Brewery.
Do you want me to go with you?
You can come.
He has stage 3 COVID and he's going to a bar.
I have to take the dog out, but I'll come back.
Okay. We're going to be there.
Make sure you stop by Complete Health and get a COVID test.
I already took a COVID test.
The thing said, Coach, you're going to spread COVID.
I don't have it. Negative.
Well, you're sick. Whatever you have.
I've had it since last Wednesday.
Coughing blood?
Yep.
Well, we are live at Tailgate Brewery for the soccer game. And
it's a super spreader.
USA won, but an even bigger news story is a super spreader event. Patient Zero, Lunchbox.
We're getting 20 reports of people coughing up blood. They don't know where it came
from.
We'll
have that news at 10. Sorry that overshadowed the USA team winning. Back to you in the studio, Barb.
So why are you going to a bar? You don't drink.
We're going to a bar so we can watch it and be in the environment and fun and have fun.
I do pills, Eddie.
Okay. And hey,
he does pills. I took 5 of them today. I'm feeling good.
What does 3 Vicodin do?
Hey, how
can I get Cesura?
How amazing was that
Cowboys
game last
win?
Night?
Amazing,
no,
man.
Chiefs Chargers
is great. Titans win on Thursday. Hell of a game.
Chiefs Chargers was awesome.
Yeah, it was great.
Well, it's sure amazing. Pitts popped a boner.
It's amazing what winning organizations, the Patriots, they figure out a way to win. The Chiefs, you think, oh, it's just lucky, but winning organizations, that culture, they like the Chargers are the exact opposite. I thought it was their old coach that caused them to lose all these close games. They blow these leads, and they can't figure it out. New coach, same damn story. They can't win these close games, and they lose. It's a culture thing.
Williams back, Keenan Allen were back.
It's an absolute culture thing.
It's a culture thing.
The culture of the Chiefs is we figure out a way to win, we do everything right, and we win the damn game. Every close game.
I thought it was more of a no defense thing, but yeah, you can say culture.
No defense. They only gave up 24 points.
Well, it just seemed like both teams were like, I'm going to score on you. No, I'm going
to
score
on you. And I have to tell you, it sounds like you bet the under. If you guys were trying to get a hold of brother during that game, I guarantee you couldn't because he had his hand in his pants the entire game.
30-27. I mean, it was a good game.
Oh, you're going to score on me? No, I'm going to score on you. Oh, yeah? Watch this. You ever see me throw the ball to Kelsey? Watch this. Oh, Kelsey, touchdown.
And can I tell you the last play of the game, the touchdown, when they line up and Kelsey comes out, it looks like that defensive end is lined up right in front of Kelsey also. And I think, oh, they're going to double team him and knock him when he comes off the line. And I'm like, so smart. So smart.
They didn't knock him.
Didn't knock him, gave him the inside track right across the field. I mean, it was
That's
just
That's winning
like,
culture, dude.
You know who else was at that game? Larsa Pippen and Michael Jordan's son.
And what got yelled at them?
Some guy said, you cold, man. You cold for doing that. And some swears, I think.
You're cold.
Now, did you see the SEC Network? I think it was SEC Network.
Oh, I thought you meant the Ecuador guy wanting to fight the Sheik.
No,
see that one?
No, I didn't see that.
Hey, yeah. Guys, chill with that, man. Yeah. If you're going to the World Cup, let's not fight.
No.
Start fights with those guys.
The SEC halftime show or what? I think it's SEC.
Feinbaum?
No, they're talking about something, and the guy's like, I think it was Benjamin Watson, talking about how, oh, they were kind of making fun of his suit, and he's like, my wife texted me and said, it looks great.
And then this Peter Burns guy across the table goes, yeah, your wife texted me, too. She texted me something different, though.
Oh!
Dude, they went to break.
Oh, my God. And he slammed, Watson slammed his phone down. They went to break.
Bro, they went to break.
They were not back.
Two of them were away from the desk. There was two guys left. And they go, well, this is awkward. Peter Burns and Benjamin are out. They'll be here in a minute. Benjamin walks in and doesn't say anything.
And he goes, you're telling to keep that your wife's name out of his mouth? He goes, you don't talk about another man's wife. Oh, my God. Hey,
he's right, though, dude.
It was live TV.
And
hey, Peter Burns, never been heard from again since.
He was not
on the broadcast later that day, but he did tweet. He was tweeting football games later.
And he did tweet and say, we're friends again, so they made up. And ESPN came out and said, it was a bit.
That's a lie.
But it wasn't.
That's a lie.
There is no damn way that was a bit.
That's a lie.
No way. The anger you saw in his eyes.
Right.
There was no
bit. They just thought that was the out, but we're smarter than that.
Coach, they said that coverage starts at 1.
No. The coverage starts at noon. Kickoff is at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
Central time.
Okay. So 1. Okay.
I'm just
double checking. I don't know. I'm just double checking. I don't want you to get to the
No, I'm there. I got to go.
Brewery.
My wife said she's getting weird looks because she is saving a big table for us.
Wow.
Who's going?
Some people from the neighborhood.
Huh.
You guys all just don't have jobs?
Exactly.
Are you going?
No.
I texted other people. I'm like, hey.
You want to go for a drink?
And I can't.
I'm like, hey, if you don't got a normal job, I mean, I may
are,
be.
Are we getting fucked up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Every time U.S. scores, we chug.
Yeah, I did that for the Vols game against Georgia. We had a fridge full of Jello shots and never got drank.
Yeah, same thing against South Carolina, huh?
It's going to be the same thing with this U.S. game.
Hey, sorry.
All right, great. We got one chug, dude. Thank you. What? What's up?
Hey, no way Tennessee's going to lose one of these two games. Told you. No chance.
You said that.
Told you that.
Yeah, you're an idiot.
That's
you're an idiot, and I don't think Alabama has covered a single bet in the last five games.
Have I told you to bet them lately?
No, you said just bet Alabama and
usually,
you will win.
But this year they haven't been good.
No, you can't go back.
I mean, they barely.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
Bama barely beat Austin Penis. It was 34-0.
Yes, I know. Do you understand when you say, hey, bet Alabama, you will win more than you're going to lose? That's a whole season statement. You can't go back and not say that. Because
no,
you
can't.
No, you can't.
Like when they were playing Tennessee, did I tell you to bet Tennessee or Alabama?
I don't know.
I told you to bet Tennessee.
Coach, honestly, when you talk, I don't listen.
I know. All right, I got to go. I don't know who's going to put this pot up. Hey, have a great Thanksgiving, guys.
You got
to
put it up.
You can take your laptop to the bar and ask them what the Wi-Fi
password
is.
I don't want to be that loser.
Yes.
I don't want to be that loser.
You want the podcast to go up?
Excuse me, miss. What's the Wi-Fi?
Oh, USA 69, 69. Okay, thank you.
I'm only getting one bar. What are the other bars?
Hey, he's holding his laptop up so he gets better reception. Where is the router? I can't. It's not strong enough.
Trying to multitask, doing some work here. These people are all unemployed.
USA!
Do you have anything
USA.
Other than bar food here?
Yeah, what do you want to drink?
You have a wine spritzer.
You want a wine and flugel?
No, Wi-Fi.
All right, let's go.
All right, we got to go. Hey, happy Thanksgiving. We'll see.
What?
It's Monday, Coach.
Yeah.
Might as well just cover Christmas, too.
Coach, Thanksgiving's Thursday.
Yeah.
So we're not doing shit?
You going to be here?
I figure we do something for a gobble day.
I don't know how we're going to get it done. We'll see.
All right.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Goodbye.
And I heard tickets are sold out for the convention.
That's what I heard, too.
No, we do need to do something about the convention.
Uh-oh.
Are they sold out?
No. I saw Ray took over the Instagram story, and he was playing a free round of golf. And I was like, damn, if he's this good at like free golf, how good's he going to be at freaking Topgolf?
Yes.
Like, can you chip at Topgolf, Coach?
Yeah, they have the little short ones.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, no, Ray was just walking. He's like, if I put it on the tarps were on the green. So Ray was
you
like,
you can play golf in the winter. There's just no putting. You get it on the tarp, everything's a two-putt. You just play the game.
You don't two-putt everything.
No. He would take a picture of the green beforehand, and he would circle. He'd be like, okay, if I get it within this circle, that's where the hole is, so I get a two-putt.
Got it.
So then he would chip it, and he'd go up and take a picture of the green and say, oh, that's outside, so that's a three-putt.
Winter time is the time to figure out your swing and to get your game right.
So if you want lessons like that, I mean, if you want the opportunity to play with a golf expert like Ray, I have a feeling Ray may be a little more drunk at the Topgolf experience. I'm worried about him falling into the net.
No, we're doing who can hit it out of the stadium.
Netting? No one.
None of our listeners can hit it out.
No, you can do it.
Oh, maybe if you hit to the left, like straight left.
The far back's 300.
If you get a pitching wedge and just go straight left, you could probably get over that
net.
But
there's people that can hit it out of the stadium at Topgolf.
There's no way any of our listeners.
Not at the end of it.
If one of our listeners do we put $100 up?
Oh, yeah, I'll pay him
$1,000?
Nah, Ray, I got to see how realistic it is first.
Why would I put $1,000?
Reimburse our ticket.
I'm just saying, if you want to prove to us you can do it, sorelosers.com. If you want to drink, eat for free, play some golf, Ray will teach you how to chip.
And guys, I'm looking into this guy. He's called DJ Lucky Experience. You pay him $500, and he takes you to a slot that hits. So maybe we include that.
There's no way he can guarantee that.
I've been watching his videos all weekend.
Coach, he can just play until he hits it.
He doesn't guarantee, but he comes damn near close.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Okay. One guy won $6,000.
Okay, coach.
$500 fee.
Yeah, but what about the guys that lost?
No, then he deleted that video.
Yeah, hey. Those videos don't get posted, you dumbass.
When you see the thumb, just like that. He has the stupidest catchphrase, and he makes everybody say
what
it.
What does he say?
So the person wins $6,000, he goes, hey, when you see the thumb, and the person goes, just like that. That's what you have to say, though. Just like he's trying to use a phrase.
It's not working.
And his voice is like this. When you see the thumb, just like that. The guy never misses. We may need to hit him up in Vegas.
Listen, sorelosers.com. Come play some Top Golf. Ray teach you to chip. Eddie will be there. I'll be providing the drinks and the food. And
no, you'll probably be watching USA Soccer.
They won't be playing in January.
They won't?
Guys, the World Cup didn't last 6 months.
Oh, I thought it did.
But hey, and make your loved one a
coverage
very.
Coverage starts at 2 p.m. Eastern.
Game's on now.
Listen.
Coverage starts at 2 p.m. Eastern.
What is that, Central?
One.
Thank you.
Look at him warming up.
Okay.
What the? What kind of warm up is that?
That one guy looked like he was blowing.
Is that Zimmerman?
Yes.
Why do they have a big Volkswagen thing on their chest?
Guys. If you want to come, if you want to make someone's Thanksgiving that more, they'll be thankful for you. Surprise them. Sorelosers.com. Sign them up for some Top Golf with Ray, Eddie, and myself. Drinks, food, golf lessons. What else can you want?
Oh, hey, so great. USA is already on their knees.
Hey, so Wales only has like one really good player.
Gareth Bale.
That's the only dude they have.
Nah, they got some guys. I don't know their guys, but yeah.
Okay.
All right. Let's go home.
Goodbye, everyone.
Hey, Pitts, thanks for coming in. You told me you were going to come in.
No
never
problem,
came
brother.
In.
Yeah, brother, yeah. I was warming my food up in the kitchen, brother.
No problem, brother.
Hey, and all those Jets fans that were pounding their chest, 2.7 inches. Just remember that.
Well, they thought they were going overtime, Coach.
A little bit bigger than me.
I mean, God, all Patriots right. just find a way. I got to go.
Okay.
Who's going to put this up?
Why don't you go?
I got to go, but I don't know who's going
to
put it
Take
up.
Take your laptop to the bar.
No.
No, I'm not putting it up.
Why?
Goodbye, everyone. I got work to do.
Why? You want a wheat beer?
No, the Wi-Fi.
All right. USA! 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 Let's go!
Trying to think of a good rhyme. Can't do it, Cook.
Oh, you want an IPA? No, a W-I-F-I. Wi-Fi.
Oh, you want a High Life beer?
No, Wi-Fi.
All right, goodbye, everyone.
Coors Light?
No!
Connecticut Connection.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.